I disclaim any financial interest in this. I think I have to say that so we can move on. This actually is part of a larger project called Strengthening Governance for Health, and HealthGov for short. That is a national program in the Philippines financed by USAID. So how do I go down? Do I just push this?
I don't know. It seems to be loading.
Left one?
Still it loading. Seems to be loading.
It's a PDF, so I think you have to
click the arrow
down.
Ah. Oh, you might have to click that.
I have to go down. Okay. So
it wasn't uploading.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. No problem.
Okay.
I have to say, as a preface, this didn't really start out as a study. This started out as a way to interest public health officials in a province in the very southern tip of the Philippines that borders Muslim Mindanao. Why not try something new? We have high immunization rates, we have relatively low family planning acceptance and CPR. So let's think about something and try something new. So the rigor of the study wasn't there, but a lot of data were recorded, and they did a knowledge and attitude and practice survey to start, and it was small. It's in a municipality of 100,000 people. So for that as a starting point, this was just the facilitating factors that our team thought would be a great idea to take advantage of, since so many women in the Philippines do bring their children in for their 4 to 5 immunizations in that first year. And there's a high awareness, and the family planning services and the immunizations are actually provided by the same person, the rural health midwife. Now, another funny thing about the Philippines, when you hear rural health unit or rural health midwife, this is all in the urban area. So, and we're at the very bottom of the Philippines, there on the right tip, the very tip, South Cotabato. That's where it is. And it was a 10-month pilot test in Palomalak municipality. And we have the one rural health unit, which is the big town clinic, plus a lot of barangay, which means village, health stations involved. And they got all the barangay health workers and the rural health midwives in and presented the purpose of the study. And at the same time, they had pre-tested verbal messages before getting them together and orienting them on the purpose of the study and what it was all about. And I have the messages here, which is, your child's young, you should be concerned about having another pregnancy. By the way, your health facility provides family planning services that can help you, and you should visit our services after immunization today for more information. Now, this is a pretty small facility, and the family planning counseling and services are not provided on the same day when the women show up with their children for immunization. It's packed and chaotic. And so they trained a number, as I've already said, of workers and midwives in doing this. They did not collect immunization data during the study, but luckily we have records that we could go back and visit that were collected through the Field Health Service Information System. That's a national MIS record of the Department of Health. So still going in the right direction. Good. As I said, a KAP survey was also given. Unfortunately, it was given just slightly after the study started. As I say, the rigor of the methodology wasn't too intense, but at least they did it, and it was a good thing, too, because we learned some things. And then data were collected on numbers of new acceptors, the method mix, what women were accepting, and contraceptive prevalence rates. And they looked at the same time period between 2008 and 2009, and luckily we have the data because we're engaged in a project down there. So, moving right along, the barangay health worker gave the survey, registered the child. Women brings first the child and herself to the worker, and then they go to the midwife, who actually does the immunization and delivers the same messages. In one subsection, Poblacion 4, the midwife was rather creative, and she saw it was chaotic and women could hardly focus, so she wrote everything down on a piece of paper in advance, handed it to them, and posted the same messages on the wall. A little innovation, but pretty smart. And lo and behold, we see some interesting increases. This is in the entire municipality as a result of just talking about family planning and access to family planning. You can get it if you wish when women bring in their children. We saw a 38% increase in new family planning acceptors, which is pretty dramatic. I should say, too, that the Philippines, in this particular area, acceptance of modern methods was around 40 to 49%. So we have CPR, the prevalence rates of modern methods jumping in that time period from 49 to 55%, which, again, is pretty dramatic. And the interesting thing, in a way, this is even more interesting because you're seeing them move from non-modern methods like withdrawal and calendar use to increase in IUDs and injectables was particularly large. Breastfeeding, lactational amenorrhea was all the decrease in that as a method to more modern pill use. Stayed about the same. And then BTL is having sterilization. Women. Another thing that was interesting through the CAP survey, they learned that women were getting their advice from the health center rather than from family, friends, or your neighbor. In that one poblacion where she handed out the messages, we saw some pretty nice, even more staggering increases, as you can see, in the three-month time period that this was measured, over 100%. We also, as we said, went back and looked at that data because there was some concern in the immunization community when they heard about this. They were saying, well, what if you've impacted immunization rates? What if they're going down because of the stigma of family planning? Luckily, we have not found that to be the case. So just documenting some of the best practices that obviously have come out, and none of this is, you know, surprising. If you don't have local ownership and support, particularly from your local government and health officials, it's going to be hard to do this. The posted and take-home messages seem to be a winning practice, as women were distracted and they could reflect back on it, take it to their partner back home, and make a decision. The client follow-up, of course, to prevent the dropouts is always key. Let's make sure the quantities are there, because if you're increasing demand, you better have a supply. And ongoing performance monitoring is pretty critical, too, to make sure that the quality of the message, counseling, and of the service is excellent. And then the flip side, of course, is all the reverse, what we just said. And in that particular region, if you just go to the bottom bullet, we do have some cultural barriers to family planning. In addition to the church, we have the Muslim and indigenous populations, which can make it challenging. There are study limitations. I've just mentioned it was somewhat informal. It wasn't rigorous. There was no control district. One municipality. And data quality, we were concerned about that. We saw these staggering increases, but we're a little worried about how clean that data were, because sometimes double counting is an issue with FHSIS, and part of our program actually goes back and cleans data and trains the local data entry folks who are the medical personnel how to do it properly. So we didn't see... I think there was some dampering of the numbers when they did go back and just re-looked at the data and watch what the data entry folks were doing, but it wasn't hugely significant. It was enough to move on, and so we've moved on. Data, it was encouraging. So what we're doing now is the same kind of effort in a different part of the Philippines. Misamis Occidental in the middle part of the country, which is called the Visayas area. It's a larger a larger number of municipalities. And this time we're doing 3 intervention and 3 control municipalities of a similar size and demographic characteristics with regard to numbers of women of reproductive age. CPR ranges in the high 30s to mid 40s in that area. And we try to have a geographic non-contiguous point. So the 3 intervention zones are in the north and the 3 control zones are in the south. So there's a bit of a gap there. So they can't go back and forth and use facilities that might be doing both. Thank you. We are collecting immunization data this time during the study and tracking the availability of supplies to make sure that they're there in both sites, and making sure that the data entry is properly being done before the study. That was already taken care of. And the outcomes of this will determine, with the Department of Health, what the country will do in terms of formally making this policy. So it's an important program, pretty proud of it. Proud of that team. I only work with them, but they're doing the hard, heavy lifting. Thank you very much, appreciate that.